TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show.
I'd say this is a classic case of who's having what.
Yeah, I think you're right.
What's up, baby? I've been eyeing you time and time again. I've been trying to get a little closer, but you won't let it.
Well, if I see something I want, I just go out and get it. I'm like a floozy, I'm choosing, and I don't fall for tricks. Cause God be running games like the New York Knicks.
But on the square, yeah, you know your style, it really tempts me.
Don't try to gas me up on a tank that is empty.
I'm positive that I'm kicking it back.
Well, I'm light, and you got to kick you better than that.
But I'm all the way live, and I'm definitely not crabbing.
It's just certain things I'm simply not having.
Excuse me, miss.
No, I'm not having it.
Excuse me, miss.
No, I'm not having it.
Excuse me, miss.
No, I'm not having it.
Excuse me? You think you're all that?
No, you think you're all of this. With your baby talking, you're excuse me, miss.
Well, I'm smooth. And hey, look, it's only right. I thought that we can get together and maybe we can.
Yeah, sounds good. But guys like you just want to hit in one look. We're not the two, and I'm not the one. So if you got some thoughts about taking me to bed, chill that. And get a $5 crack.
But I'm all the way live, and I'm definitely not crabbing.
It's just certain things I'm simply not having.
Excuse me, miss.
No, I'm not having.
Excuse me, miss.
No, I'm not having.
Excuse me, miss.
Nuh-uh, I'm not having.
Excuse me? I think you're trying to diss me or play me like I'm booty.
No, matter of fact, love, I think that you're a cutie. It's just certain things you don't understand, baby. Every woman wants to be treated like a lady.
So what? You want me to kick it as if I'm a duck?
Listen to what I'm saying and shut the fuck up. I'm just trying to put it so I can make something happen. You just turned me off by the way that you was rapping.
Look, I'm all the way live and I'm definitely not crabbing. Me change for a woman, that's what I'm not having.
I keep feelings inside, I know who I am.
Step to yourself, cause I don't want to hear it.
I keep feelings inside, I know who I am.
You're not getting younger, you're just getting older.
What do you get when you fall in love? You only get lies and pain and sorrow. So for at least until tomorrow, friend. I'm never gonna fall in love again, but getting back to the topic of convo. In my book, hon, you are a no-no.
Come on, I'm clean cut and dapper. You got to admit that. I don't sell drugs and I ain't with the whack pack. I'm cool and calm. My tone is mild. You don't see me snatching chains and acting wild. Excuse me, miss. I think you better get with this.
Can it, damn it, because I'm simply not having it.
Excuse me, miss.
No, I'm not having it.
Excuse me, miss.
I'm not having it.
Excuse me, miss.
No, I'm not having it.
Excuse me. Yo, look, gorgeous. Let me put it like this.
No, I'm not
Yo,
having
Yo, come on, honey. Look, my name is like, you know.
I'm not having
Hey, I want to take you out and treat you.
Life's mind. Not having
You know, I'm talking the whole nine yards, baby.
No, I'm not having
Well, look, I'm paid. I'm like, lie, you know.
I'm not having
I'm the best they come, honey. I'm telling you now.
No, I'm not having
You know, I'm positive. Hey, I'm positive.
Positive? I am not having
Just like that. It's a social lab. Positive KMC Light. Throwback for you, 904 Motivation Monday, right up in here, the Social Lab. How are you? Happy Monday. Did your boss motivate you today, or did they piss you off? Hey, we want to hear from you, 917-889-3926, 917-889-3926, off of a dope trip to Puerto Rico, San Juan, Aguadilla. Hey, the folks were real cool. And then from one extreme to the next, landed yesterday back in the A, hit Sleep Green's birthday party at Circa Cafe or Cafe Circa. Listen, there is a security guard there that is very interesting, to say the least. You know, I'll decide if I really want to speak on it as we proceed. Happy birthday, Sleepy Green, nevertheless. Dope gathering of folk last night, rooftop of Cafe Circa. Before we go any further, thank you for the invite, as well as the hosting you did yesterday. Let's welcome on from the other side of the A, Hot Chocolate. Dope little get-together. Much appreciated, mama.
Yeah. Absolutely. What's going on, TM Hammer Radio family? Happy belated day to all of the beautiful mothers out there. I hope that your day is absolutely splendid. I hope that you were waited and doted on hand and foot. I hope the gifts and flowers and get your heart from the kids, from the little ones all the way up to the grown ones like mine. My weekend was fantastic. I had girlfriends in from Virginia as well as my local girlfriends here. Again, the fellas came out and showed all this. And this Atlanta League weekend, I just have to tell you, I had some parties for to Sunday in a long time. Let me just say that.
Was that from Thursday to Sunday?
Did you get down from Thursday to Sunday? Yes, from Thursday to Sunday. We did miss one. We had partied so hard at the day party at Sweet Lounge, like the hospitality at the different locations and venues, spectacular. BQE, always a good time for karaoke and cocktails. Friday night Lounge, I'm an old guest in from D.C. Shout out to DJ Biggs, who's our NSU brother as well. Sweet Lounge, shout out to Tori Thomas, Al Williams, again, Sleepy Green Light Crew, Kurt Boogie. Just the white party was, like to say, if you were not there, you missed a treat. If you've been before,
I missed it.
It was amazing. And wait a minute. Let my greedy behind tell you about those details at Sweet Lounge. Oh, my God. See, that's the reason why I need to talk to you about early life right now. But that's, we'll talk about that later. Whew. What a weekend. That's all I can say. What a weekend. Fantastic.
I don't want head be feeling clearer. I traveled 70 days. Start moving around, make me feel better. I tried to let go of my fervor. Thought if I was alone, then maybe I could recover. To write it away, I'll cry it away.
Don't you cry, babe.
TM Harmon Radio Live. You are in the Social Lab with your girl Hot Chocolate in the General. It is 9:13 p.m. here on the South Side of AM. SWAT is Monday. Motivation Monday is what we call it here in the Social Lab. 917-889-3926 is the number for you to weigh in and let us know what's motivating you right now. What's motivating me is the fact that I went through 3 outfits on Saturday trying to prepare for this white party. Now, in my mind, getting, you know, leading up to the days before the party, I'm thinking to myself, oh, I have this dress. I really like it. I haven't worn it in, you know, a year or so, but I know the dress is going to fit. I'm just going to, you know, put it on, see if I need to make any little tweaks to it or whatever. And then, you know, it'll be fine. I got my accessories. I got my shoes. Got my hair done, nails done. Oh, I'm prepped. I put that dress on Saturday and was in for a very rude awakening. Now, I have no problem sharing with my TM Harmon Radio Live family that I have put on a few, we'll call them comfort pounds, from the time that I relocated from Florida until I moved to the A. You know, so it's been,
I can dig it.
What? It's been 8 months since I've been here, moved here in September. So I'm not going to tell you exactly how many, but I will tell you that it was enough for me to realize that the dress that was dangerously close when I had it on in Miami a year and a half ago was way past dangerously too close to being too short now. Like, I couldn't even sneeze and wear that dress comfortably had I tried to pull that off on Saturday. There would have been no way
possible. Where's your motivation here?
My motivation is getting back into that dress.
Gotcha.
My motivation is getting back into that dress. And option two, which wouldn't fully zip, but, you know, that's fine. My motivation is in front of me. It is directly in my vision. I'm going to work it out, and I'm going to share my progress on the TM Harmon Radio website. So, follow the progress of Hot Chocolate getting back into that little dress. You log on to tmharmonradiolive.com, and and follow it up. I'm going to take some pictures probably tomorrow.
TMHymanRadio.com.
Drop the live. Drop the live. Yeah, TMHymanRadio.com. Yeah.
TMHymanRadio.com. That's awesome right there. This was not planned. She just came out of the blue with this one, folks. So it's definitely for you. And I'm cheesing right now because I love this concept. I love this concept. Continue.
I'm going to do it. I want our fans to hold me accountable and help support me and motivate me. And if you want to do it along with me, I already have my plan in place. I'm going to do it with the assistance of Herbalife, which is a meal supplement plan of shakes, vitamins. It's shakes, vitamins, teas, correct? Because it has a tea that goes along with it, too, that you could take. And
energy supplement, correct? And it gives you a boost. It gives you a crazy boost. I drive. And I'm telling you, this was not planned at all. So, but this is dope because we're speaking out of like real stuff. I run about 3 to 4 times a week, and the tea that she's talking about, because I run so early in the morning at 5:15, it's the tea that I actually use to get me started in the morning. It's amazing. It's like this orange. Crazy. It tastes horrible. But what it does is it speeds up your metabolism early in the morning before your workout. So listen, I start off slow and then I end up zooming like the Energizer Bunny doing my run. I got like better and better. I run like 4.5 miles in like an hour. It's unbelievable using that tea she's talking about. I digress.
Well, thank you for warning me about the taste because I was hoping that it was going to taste yummy and that would give me more motivation to drink it. Well, I can't say that I haven't drank things that tasted worse, so we're just going to go with it. I'll pinch my nose, I'll throw it back, and I'll keep it moving.
Works wonders.
Now, what my concern was in talking to some of our other friends who've also used Herbalife, my concern was the fact that I take medication for borderline diabetic condition, blood pressure, and cholesterol. But Herbalife is probably, from what I've been told, one of the safest things when you're, you know, thinking about interaction with medications, with, you know, prescribed medications. So I'm even more excited about the fact that I don't have to worry about that in my quest to lose this weight, because, you know, as females, being one of the more vain species, we tend to do very borderline dangerous things just to, you know, drop weight, these different detoxes and waist trainers that, you know, will damage your kidneys and your liver and break ribs and, you know, lipo and reconstructive surgery. I think this would be way better for me than anything else. And I can't say I haven't considered any of those other things because I have, but I've seen the results firsthand that Herbalife has produced, and I'm here for it.
Well, I'll tell you like this. This is definitely, this was not planned to be a Herbalife broadcast at all. It's 9:19 here on the East Coast, 6:19 in the West. I guarantee you can go back and listen to over 600 podcasts, and I don't think you'll have one that sounds like an infomercial. Not one.
Sorry.
But this is real. This is real because, listen, I actually utilize Herbalife. And we were having a discussion. First of all, we were just at an event last night, and I must have shocked like several people in the place. They were like, you know, WTF, like why? And they haven't seen me in a while, and I've lost like 30 pounds in 2.5 months. And so, can you imagine seeing someone
the comment
and then the
was
next time?
Boy, what you doing? Why are you so skinny? That's what the comment was. Now, before she said that, she
that
whispered
was,
in my ear,
was,
"Damn, he looked good."
That was several people sitting together though, like concerned looking.
Mm-hmm. What is he doing?
Couple people.
What do you mean? What is he doing? Why is he so skinny? Girl, running? No, that ain't just running. He's doing something else. Yeah, Herbalife.
Herbalife.
But see, Herbalife. At least you were honest about it. We have another friend that would not give Herbalife the credit that it would do. Oh, I'm working out. I'm in the gym. Yeah, that's not all you're doing.
No. Listen. I mean, like anything you see, you ask questions. And for me, it's about wellness. It's about health. I have a – just as she spoke of, the little black dress she's trying to get back in, it's always about your why. Right? Why are you doing what you're doing? If you're doing it frivolously, that's pointless. It should be aligned with a goal, right? She wants to get back in that dress. I want to get off blood pressure pills. I literally went to the doctor. He told me, go ahead.
No, I was just throwing that in me as well. That's my reason too.
You know, I wanted to get off of blood pressure pills. And early on, I asked the doctor how. He said that at my height, and my weight, I needed to get down to a BMI that was aligned with my height and where I needed to be as far as my weight. He told me it was 185. I said, at 185, I look like a crackhead. He said, you need to be at 185. I said, I'll shoot for 190. My goal is 190. When I stepped on the scale yesterday, I was at 192.7. This has been a mission I've been on since the end of February. I want to get to 190. How have I done it? Listen, at the end of the day, I never dreamt of success. I knew I had to work for it. For me, the aim and my success would be coming off of blood pressure pills and getting as close to 185 as I could. Herbalife was the way because I saw, again, a couple friends that used it, and I saw what was going on. I asked questions. What were you doing? They were honest about it. Come on, why do you want to lie and misrepresent? You know, I mean, it works. And very often do you actually find something that works. But you have to also exercise along with it. I run 3 to 4 times a week. I was told that if you exercise along with it, you know, pump that heart, keep that metabolism flowing. You feel me? And acquire a diet, because it's about intake and then what you burn. You can't eat and then not burn it off. You have to eat and burn.
Absolutely.
And that is the key. That's the key to really life. You get out what you put in. You know, what you think about, you bring about. Faith without work is dead. Herbalife is not the answer, but Herbalife can be a positive step in the right direction if you're focused on wellness and weight loss. So I think, you know, even though this was not, like, planned, this is dope because, again, what Hot Chocolate said, and if you're already following me, you know, either on my fan page at TM Hyman or if you're following me personally as a friend, you already see my journey and what I've been doing. You know, you can follow me on the fan page right now. On Facebook at TM Hyman, but Hot Chocolate has pledged to show you her journey, her road to the little black dress on TMHymanRadio.com. Hey, stay tuned. That's dope.
And again, I'm not embarrassed about sharing my journey. You know, I got the little muffin top right now. I got the little back fat, you know, hips are a little wide, but with the help of Herbalife, I'm going to whittle that down. And at the end of my Herbalife journey, because I plan on using it as a springboard to get healthier, I will in turn fall back into healthier habits, which I've used before without Herbalife. And I can't say that I didn't have success. It did take a little longer. And, you know, the weight came off a little slower, and I don't really know how to describe it. We'll just say slower. But at the end result, I want to say I lost 22 pounds in 3 months. So I'm pushing for your goal too. I'm pushing for your goal. And
hey,
you've definitely
Billie
been my motivator
King.
With Team Hashtag 515. Let me say that too.
Team 515. I mean, 515. Up at 5 o'clock in the morning. 515 out the door running. I got enough energy by, by 5:45, 5:50 to start posting or recording some videos. Take me a minute to get up and running out there. It's in the pitch black, right? So, you don't be out there unsafe. Don't be running in your neighborhood up and down, dark streets by yourself, specifically women. I do that in the morning because, jump out on me. You're going to get what you're asking for. Hey, listen, Billie Jean King said, champions keep playing until they get it right. You know, you got to work. Nothing comes free.
That's right. You to do is recognize that I'm trying and I'm going to work and I'm going to get these pounds off. Remember, follow my journey on tmhymanradio.com. Follow me on social media, Instagram, Facebook. Instagram is Regina757. Facebook is Regina Smith. Twitter is Very Hot Chocolate. I'll be posting my results there as well. If you want to join us in that journey, you can drop your email on tmhymanradio.com and I'll shoot you motivational stuff. You can have TM Hyman motivate you to follow him on social media, TM Hyman at everything is right. TM Hyman on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter.
I think it's Mr. TM Hyman.
Mr. TM Hyman.
On everything. And TM Hyman on Facebook. Hey, we're back on Wednesday. If you want to know more about Herbalife, hit me up on Facebook. Good night.
Have a good one. Let's go.
You spent some time away. Now you need to forward and give me all the
TM Hyman Live, Talk Radio Show.